The door to the room slides open, and you are revealed. Your cock is still very deep in the breeding happy bunny girl who is wetly squeezing around you, her succubus sex easily acclimating to your member, filled with it, squeezing, babbling her thanks for the many hot loads she's already received, for the sense of completion and utter orgasmic delight she's lost in, as you feel her energy draining into you, as she incompetently attempts to drain you, something about her unable to complete the normal and basic function of succubus interaction. She doesn't quite thank you in words after a little while. She's arching her back instead, causing her big tits to bounce back into her own face, her pussy pushing down against your cock as she rides you, a prominent arch in her back, her thighs wrapped around your waist to add momentum to the movement. She's gratefully milking your dick. Balls deep as you are, the first inclination you have when you see a more slender woman in a large pink bathrobe opening the bedroom door, the first inclination you have is to flee, but the bunny girl is wrapping her arms and legs around you, pulling you tight to her. And she's surprisingly strong. Plus, your cock feels so good inside her. And what have we here? Says the voice from the doorway. The same succubus who'd been visiting you before. The one you double and triple checked wasn't in your house, so that you could summon another over top of her summoning spell, and thereby be rid of the one in the bathrobe. And you're under a hot bunny girl succubus, riding you, begging for more. The movements seem unconscious on the bunny girl's part. She's just riding with her big breasts in her own face, her eyes slammed shut now, her mouth hanging open, drooling, orgasmic exhaustion making it so the only thing she can do is squirm her pussy just a little bit, her hips just a little bit around, in order to make your cock, still buried balls deep in her, convulse further. Hey, where's my port? Says the woman at the entrance, her eyes locking on the sucky bunny now. Oh, I thought it was just some random bunny anthro, but... well, this just isn't gonna do. Incredulously, from within a moan, you manage to ask why she's still here, where she was. This awakens the sucky bunny underneath, who begins kissing your collarbone, leaning against you, arms around your shoulders, her tits against your chest. She's nuzzling you, moaning occasionally, arching just enough to move your cock an inch out and then back in. Her pussy has managed to keep you hard. So great is the effect of her pheromones, her wonderful muscles, her eagerness. The smirking elder succubus in the door, her sharp red eyes boring into you, answers, I had shrunk myself down and climbed into your oven to take a nap, because I thought you would be able to go a few hours without doing something stupid. Her answer is actually so stupid that it's hard for you to parse it, but it's also easy to believe. This means you've effectively locked the succubus out of returning home, and now you're stuck with both of them. The woman in the bathrobe has clearly done this calculus too. She begins walking toward you, dropping her robe, pulling it off, and throwing it across the room. This reveals the entirety of her. Her cloven hooves, long, claw-like fingernails, steel-bright teeth. You shiver, trying to pull your still-hard cock out of the sucky bunny under you, amid the smell of sex, the feeling of lustful pheromone, but the elder succubus grips your butt. She moves surprisingly quickly behind you. She pushes you down atop and into your bunny companion, who moans appreciatively in thanks as you spread the bunny girl's pussy to capacity. Well, if this is what you want, purrs the succubus from above you. Pushing you down like this makes your cock feel surrounded, soaked, as you deeply plumb every inch of the bunny girl's insides. You were just barely holding out from yet another explosive breeding climax, so hot thick seed was flowing from you recently, and now you feel emptied out, but the sucky bunny's pliable, willing, desirous, freshly bred pussy is begging for more, and your body wants to supply it, needs to supply it, regardless of whether you have any more seed to squirt. The succubus above you, the elder one, places one hand on each side of your body, left and right, pulls you up, lifting you incredibly easily, then drops you down, manually moving your hips, pushing you onward to fuck the succubunny beneath, a slow process. But all your strength has long since left you, so you have to endure the teasing, slow, torturous edging of this process. The recent fun drained you. It's hardly surprising how intense this is. With your defenses fatigued, the succubus nude above you has slowly shed her initial monstrous aspect. Now she just looks moderately perturbed. Her entire body glows with heat a little, and her hands are warm on your sides. She pushes against your back. You feel a second powerful pheromone in the air as her breasts touch your back. You're now sandwiched between the two of them. She's just using a hand on your butt to push you in and letting you lift your own hips out. The movement has become automatic, so even though you know it's putting you into a more and more pliable, aroused, horny, gonna come again, but you don't have anything left, state. You're caught, and you just want to keep thrusting. Part of you instinctively wants to keep thrusting. The succubus's strong hands grip your hips, move you. The bunny just moans, a pliable, happy sleeve around you, as you and she are both being used together for the entertainment of the elder succubus, arousing toys in a show for the one who was here first. You feel the intense pleasure, but you're also acutely aware it's not you moving your hips. You are being moved, being used in a maneuver that brings no sensation to the one who's holding you above, though you wonder if the elder succubus can feel the fucking, the sympathetic echo through the ether between you. Amid these motions, the succubus behind you begins to speak, really to purr, to murmur in your ear. You notice as she's taken on a less demonic, more human-like visage, the heat from her body has increased, a reduction in scales, but now her soft skin is rubbing against you, and you know that she's no less strong, able to hold you in place and keep you moving, keep you pistoning, fucking, thrusting, filling the willing partner beneath you, who's moaning and pawing at you, and every now and then reaches past you to rub the elder succubus's breasts, which seems quite appreciated as well. All of you intertwined in a tangle of flesh and a prison of your own lusts, but they not quite so much as you caught between them. Feeling soft thighs, large breasts on the one beneath, and the smaller, pert, firm breasts of the succubus above, whose hands are gripping and moving you with unnatural strength for her size. The bunny beneath moans and begins to pant in little gasps, coming out of her mouth, unable to quite keep herself from losing decorum, losing the little bit of focus her eyes were starting to develop, and instead surrendering to a climactic, cum-stuffed pussygasm that is now taking her over, her entire sex shivering around your cock, squeezing it and milking from your base to your tip, which is really from her entrance to the deepest part of her, convulsions that pull and milk you more than any toy, any sleeve could. Her pussy is made to extract cum, after all. But in the same way that it's been going all along, her energy, which is boundless, is flowing back into you, energizing, fortifying, arousing, enabling you to keep going. You think you can practically feel the cum in your balls starting to churn, starting to get ready, even though you thought you were fully emptied into her. Another load just might be lurking within you, just might be waiting to make its way out. And if that happens, you don't know how much composure, how much coherent thought you can keep in your brain, especially with the succubus purring from above you, periodic, you like that, don't you? Just lose yourself in her, she seems pretty nice. I'm sure nothing bad will happen. Hump, keep going, there we go. She slaps your ass lightly, pushing you firmly into the bunny, deep into the girl beneath you, buried in her pussy, your face against her shoulder. And the succubus above letting her weight, which is considerable despite her small size, letting it all fall upon you. Your eyes shut too. Now it's you and the bunny girl with your eyes closed, the only one sober and thinking coherently. or at least you hope so, is the succubus above you, driving it all on, directing the action, and you know, in some way, either punishing you now, or planning your punishment later, as your cock finds enough hardness to continue. Orgasm after orgasm has fatigued the muscles behind your balls, behind your cock, the spot deep inside that you can feel flaring if you clench your buttocks. All the parts of you capable of feeling good have been pushed there so often that in the fatigue of coming and coming and coming, their sensations are growing quite overwhelming. Any shielding, any defenses you might ordinarily have against orgasmic response becoming too much have been winnowed down by the repeated orgasm, climax, escape. Well, escape from having to think about anything else, because there's certainly no escape from the wet, hot, squeezing inner walls all around your cock. The sheer, soaked need emanating from the bunny girl, and the sadistic heat from the succubus above you, forcing you to go long past the point where you're oversensitized and cummed out of your mind. All right, says the succubus from above you. I can see the usual has happened. I didn't see to affairs in my own house, and you got some confused ideas. So you should just keep going. Let her get you off. She likes it. She likes everything about you, and that way I only need to do the bare minimum. I can hear what she's thinking. Oh, don't get up. She's clearly enjoying herself, and she's blameless in this. That's right. Ooh, these bunny ears are soft. Good girl. You keep enjoying yourself down there. Now you. So it seems you closed my portal. It's not a problem. I can get home and back all I want. I lied about you leaving the summoning open a crack. I closed it to cover my tracks. Oh, look. Look, her eyes are focusing. She just recognized me, so let's just table that for now, okay? Her name is Shelley, by the way. Here, I'm just going to slide up behind you and... Yeah. The second misapprehension you had was that you were at all in charge of this place. This isn't somewhere I squat. This isn't your house that happens to have an unwelcome guest. This is an incursion onto Earth. This is a new demesne of hell. An embassy. A way station. I live here. Think of it as my summer palace. Now I'm going to kiss the nape of your neck and rub your nipples. That much and nothing more. And it will still be far too much for you to take. Okay, Shelley looks kind of scared in between the moans. It's okay, Hunbun. I don't blame you. But you have to stay here. Oh, the bunny girl's moving in, by the way. I like her, and I can't have her going back and telling any of the courtiers where I'm hanging out. I need the vacation. Now, as I said, Shelley will do all the work down below. I'm just going to be kissing your neck and rubbing these nips for now. Here, let's just click this into place. A little collar to drive the point home. I'll have one for that girl as well, but it would get in the way right now, considering our position. Both to enforce the staying on Earth and for the aesthetic. It always happens, you know. Someone gets ideas above their station. Don't moan so piteously, yeah. That's what it feels like when I get even slightly serious. My fingers on your nipples, every nerve ending connected to them lights up. If I applied my lips, it might feel better than what Shelley's doing to you now, even if she tried her best. I don't buy into the idea succubi should necessarily be charming or have much decorum. That was never a rule I expected people to follow, but she really is desperate, isn't she? Look at her drooling everywhere. Eternally in bunny girl heat, by the way. Result of mingled genes and these ears. Here, touch them. A rather extreme erogenous zone. I'm going to keep kissing your neck now. Try not to pass out. And to make it easier for you to bear, I'll use just one hand on your nipples. Move back and forth. Rest the other one on your thigh to keep you moving and grinding on her. We have many tools at our disposal, you know. You're already breathing me in. Your vigor increasing. You thought her aura was powerful. An intuitive understanding of your erogenous zones comes with the package. Have you noticed how her pussy squeezes in just the right spots to keep you hard? She wants you. Nerve endings, what gets you off? We know, we can see them. And I can remap your body a little bit. I don't think she can, but I can see how to push these sensory systems on the fly, keep the pheromones coming in. Your body's already predisposed to fuck, to seek pleasure. The pheromones just put you in touch with your own inclinations and priorities and move them to the forefront. And then I pinch your nipple like so, and the thrill. The second I apply pressure with my fingers, your whole body was more concentrated on your nipple than it was on anything Shelly's doing, wasn't it? Here, let me tug your collar. Feel it. That's all the excess magic I've leached into you to make you able to stand things over time. It still might be years before I can actually fuck you without you dying, but a little bit of magic now and then, spreading through your body, enhancing. Yeah, I'm not gonna fuck like some horny teen. You have to wait. That's partly because I'd wreck you. I gotta get you ready. It does take time, so she can be a helper in the meantime. She's still putting her excess energy into you. It's funny to watch. I have never seen a succubus just push it all out. That's why she's an F rank. The only F rank, by the way. Can't drain energy, ends up feeding her partner, but she's got so much of it, it doesn't matter. I don't think she's ever been summoned. How did you even get this? With your level of skill, you should have been able to get E, maybe D? I mean, I know why I ended up here. Because you sprang for ritzy components, and one of my bones was actually in the box, but you. Did you draw the sacred circle with ketchup instead of blood? You did. Wait, does that mean we're out of ketchup? I got the good fries. Shit. Yeah, I went to the store. Anyway. Okay. Punishment. Yeah. Here we go. Just keep pushing your cock in and out for now. She'll come and come. But you, I want you to hold back here. Let me send a little power through the collar into your body. Down to here, there. Your cock is locked off and you're not going to be squirting yet. When I kiss the back of your neck, all the circuits I've added to your body are going to flare up. Fuck her, come in her, breed in her. You know, she's fertile all the time. You might just have knocked up my hot new servant, yeah. Well, your hot new servant too, I guess. If I'm gonna select a hierarchy of ownership and dominance. Fuck her. Thrust into her. Pinch your nipple, kiss your neck. There we go. How easily you delight in being controlled. You enjoy how she looks up at you too, don't you? Controlling her. How grateful she must be to have a load of your cum in her pussy. I could just let you drain your balls in her until you both pass out. But that's boring. Your balls are quite engorged. Special effect of her pheromones, I guess. I keep mine suppressed usually, but I'm letting out a little now. Just a little, so you can keep your sanity. Hers are within your tolerance anyway. Your testes are extra virile. You'll find it easy to get loads of your cum into her. Especially when I lift the restriction on your orgasm. And I will eventually. It's gonna be great to see your faces both twist at the same time into climax. Yeah, it's gonna take a while though. Okay, I'm gonna hold one of your hands. Touch our palms together. I'll guide your pace. I'll guide your tempo. Just move as I direct. Forward, back, push in and out. Must feel really good in her. I can see it on your face, you know. In and out. Your eyes are having trouble focusing. I love the wet sounds. Stay focused on my voice, at least. Here, my tits aren't as big as hers, at least not right now. But feel how soft. My body's made to seduce, to captivate passively. I don't waste much time on big tits or glamour or transformative outward experience. Easier to let my body, pheromones, touch, skill do the talking. How is my touch faring on your nipples anyway? When I rub those nips, do you feel it on the tip of your cock? When I pinch them, is it like your whole dick's in a warm, soft vise? I guess it already is, being inside her. You okay down there, Shelley? Yeah, she's okay. I've remapped and doubled the nerves. Anything I do to your chest also happens down in your cock. In addition to the warm squeeze of Shelley's overeager insides there, imagine if I sucked these nips, but I'll restrict it to my fingers. Rub you back and forth, stroke your nipples, jerk you off by fondling your chest. This alone could get you off, you know. And I'm still holding back. You can tell because you're upright and able to think in some semblance of words. I think each of you should know your place, though. She seems to have some idea. Not gonna pretend I don't enjoy the momentary flashes of fear between the arousal, but It's okay. Here, I'm gonna pet the bunny girl, so your chest is just gonna have to make do for the time being. There, she's calming down. Ooh, that seems to have set her off. She's coming. Just two of my fingers pinching your nipples was enough. I'm gonna go back to that. She's okay now. Here, pinch each nipple down to your cock, jerking it off while you're already in this willing slut's favorite place. Look at her face transported. Perfection. In and out. Your hips are moving on their own. The collar will see to that anyway. And all I'm doing is using both my hands on your chest here. I'll go back to just one and hold your hand with the other. Don't worry about the bunny. She can take the weight of both of us sitting on her. Besides, I'm floating a bit right now. Here, I'll rub my nipples on your back. And down. And down. You feel them. Circles now. Feel the shapes made by my hard nipples poking into you. Lines of delight just from contact. That's the stuff. I'm not really that turned on right now. I'm more hungry than anything else. I felt you tense up. But you wouldn't even be a snack, hun. I'd need some kind of orgy or bacchanal or I don't know. But I mean, I'm hungry for human food. It can wait. It can wait. Pinch, jerk your nipples while you fuck a wet, over-climaxed little bunny. That girl is lost on you. Aren't you lucky? Oh, you wanted to do something like this with me, no doubt. Maybe someday. You're gonna need a lot more fortification before you can make love to me. Or more likely, I'd ride you. Keep fucking her for now. Focus on her. Look at that collar around her neck. Matches the one on yours. It's easy to forget it's there, but not for long. It connects to everything I've put in you. Reinforcements, virility, enhanced hardness, keeping your soul in your body. She couldn't drain you even if she knew how. Look, she's starting to drool. Hump her a little harder. I'll pinch your nipples. Ooh, that got you going. Remember where you belong. Yeah, inside of her is pleasure, but you belong in this collar, too. With me behind you, over you, know your place. Later, I'll put both of you to work. Incidental contact with my body fills you both up with a bit more energy to avoid sucking too much out of you. This body is a passive siphon. It isn't something I can turn off, so you better get good quick. You're gonna go buy more ketchup when we're done, by the way. Anyway, in a second, I'm gonna begin pinching your nipples. I'm not gonna let go. Just apply the pressure differently, slowly moving it. Your cock will feel the echo of it. But it's only going to get pleasure out of the move, which is good because I'm going to be saying some things into your mind, descriptions, information, and if your nipples are pinched hard enough, your cock's going to be able to squirt. So this is how you'll be able to push over the edge and get past my restriction. Listen closely. Accept your fate. In your dreams, which you've frequently forgotten, I keep leaving training. This little rebellion was a reasonable decision given your initial goal, and now we have an advantage because we could use a domestic servant. This place is a dump, and I ain't gonna clean it. Yeah, I'm the one who made it that way. It's why I'm the expert. Someone's gotta clean up. So when I tug on your collar, like so, you feel it, don't you? Your connection to her collar, and where you belong. You belong beneath me, and she'd like to be beneath both of us, babbling and coming, and I can satisfy myself with her until you toughen up a bit more. I'll let you watch, though, until you can handle me. Pinch, yeah, that's right. You can come now. Come in her. Come in this hot, tight, wet, begging bitch under you, and I'll watch. I'll feel it, too. I feel every time you come. Don't think I didn't catch you jerking off now and then. It's flattering. I haven't been masturbating because the whole block might pass out. Gonna have to put some wards up in the house now that I got this girl here. Anyway, be patient while you come in her. Squirt in her. She can bed down those oh-so-pathetic, extensive human impulses. Really, you have no control. Come in her. Climax until she's knocked up. Yeah, remember? That could easily be one of the consequences. Keep coming in her. She loves it. She's gonna keep liking it every time you do it. And I'm gonna make sure you do it a lot because, yeah, I like watching too. She'd like you to fuck her round and pregnant. She certainly has the tits for it. Grab them. She wants you to. I can hear her thinking it. She'd be begging, but she seems to be too busy drooling and twitching to get words out of her mouth. She'd like you to put something in it later too, though. It's a storm inside her head. Good job. Maybe you're not completely hopeless. A good tug on your collar. Pinch just one nipple. How's your dick? Maybe I'll leave it tied to these nipples so you get squirmy every time you put on a shirt, and so I can easily reach out and flick a button without having to undo your pants. Wear your collar next time you go out. Nobody's gonna see it. Though they might see your boner when you go get groceries later. I'm gonna be keeping you erect a little more often, so finish up. This is taking too long. Just how much did she increase your capacity by? Damn. Keep going. Keep thrusting. Grinding back against my nipples? Fine, you asked for it. I'll lube up my tits with some oil and rub them on your back while you finish. Try to stay conscious as long as you can. Ooh, you're stuck like that? Good. Keep going. Come till you're as messed up as she is. You're gonna have to get a bigger bed or a second oven. Keep coming. You're not empty yet. You got at least a few more minutes. Keep going. Keep squirting at her. Keep coming, and I'll pinch your nipples. Rub mine on your back. All of us together. I felt that one. Good little twitch from her down there. Squeeze on it. Squeeze on that cock. Good girl. Good girl, Shelley. She likes it. She likes being told what to do. She's starting to come around. We can't have that. Thrust a few more times, and I'll keep you hard until you're empty all over again. Good. This is gonna be fun.